Welcome to Hockey US Talks podcast. Today I'll be recapping the NHL trade deadline. In this podcast, I recap the major trades at the trade deadline as well as the winners and losers. Major deadline trades. Colorado Avalanche acquired Josh Manson from the Anaheim Ducks for Drew Helison and a second round pick in 2023. Florida Panthers acquired Ben Sherratt from the Montreal Canadiens for Ty Smolanik, a first round pick in 2023 and a fourth round pick in 2022. Tampa Bay Lightning acquired Brandon Hagel and two fourth-round picks from the Chicago Blackhawks for Boris Kachuk, Taylor Radish, a first-round pick in 2023, and a first-round pick in 2024. Boston Bruins acquired Hampus Lindholm from the Anaheim Ducks for John Moore, Urho Vaakanainen, a first-round pick in 2022, a second-round pick in 2023, and a second-round pick in 2024. Florida Panthers acquired Claude Giroux from the Philadelphia Flyers for Owen Tippett, a first-round pick in 2024 or 2025, and a third-round pick in 2023. Toronto Maple Leafs acquire Mark Giordano and Colin Blackwell from the Seattle Kraken for a second-round pick in 2022, a second-round pick in 2023, and a third-round pick in 2024. Minnesota Wild acquire Marc-Andre Fleury from the Chicago Blackhawks for a conditional first-round pick in 2022. St. Louis Blues acquire Nick Leddy and Luke Witkowski from the Detroit Red Wings for Jake Walman, Oscar Sundquist, and a second-round pick in 2023. Colorado Avalanche acquire Arturi Lehkonen from the Montreal Canadiens for Justin Barron and a second-round pick in 2024. Pittsburgh Penguins acquire Rickard Rakell from the Anaheim Ducks for Zach Aston-Reese, Dominic Simone, a prospect, and a second-round pick in 2022. New York Rangers acquire Andrew Kopp from the Winnipeg Jets for a conditional first-round pick, a second-round pick, and Morgan Barron. Carolina Hurricanes get Max Domi and Tyler Enamano in a three-team trade with Columbus and Florida. Columbus gets Aiden Hrashchuk, while Florida gets Igor Koreshkov and a sixth-round pick in 2022. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on anchor.fm/HockeyWiz777Scouting. Winners at the NHL trade deadline. Florida Panthers added Claude Giroux, Ben Sherratt, and Robert Haig at the deadline. The addition of Giroux makes their top 9 loaded, and the addition of Sherratt and Haig improved their depth on defense. Colorado Avalanche really improved their depth with the addition of Josh Manson, Arturi Lehkonen, Andrew Cogliano, and Nico Sturm. Manson gives them a physical presence on defense, which they haven't had in a long time, and the additions of Lehkonen and Cogliano give them two veteran players with playoff experience. New York Rangers added Andrew Kopp, Frank Vetrano, and Tyler Mott to bolster their depth on offense, and the addition of Justin Braun should give them a solid veteran presence on the blue line. Tampa Bay Lightning improved their depth scoring with the additions of Brendan Hagel and Nick Paul. They will be centered by Ross Colton in what is supposed to be the newly revamped Goudreau, Gord, and Coleman line. The Seattle Kraken might have messed up in the expansion draft, but they redeemed themselves at the trade deadline and stockpiled 25 picks in the next two drafts. Anaheim Ducks did a great job of getting a great return for a few pending UFAs in Hampus Lindholm, Josh Manson, and Rickard Rakell. From those trades, they added a first-round pick from Boston, two second-round picks from Boston, a second-round pick from Pittsburgh, and a second-round pick from Colorado. Montreal Canadiens traded away some role players like Tyler Toffoli, Ben Sherratt, Arturi Lehkonen, and Brett Kulak for massive hauls. Montreal now has 23 picks in the next two drafts. Check out my hockey blog at HockeyWizTalksHockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at HockeyWiz777. Losers at the trade deadline. With so much news and speculation about the Arizona Coyotes doing a fire sale at the deadline, they were rather underwhelming and inactive at the deadline. Somehow, players like Jacob Chychrun, Phil Kessel, Lawson Krause, and Nick Schmaltz are still on the roster, despite them having plenty of value and being in the midst of trade rumors. Philadelphia Flyers traded away Claude Giroux, Derek Brassard, and Justin Braun to contending teams, but they didn't get a whole lot in return for them. From all of the three trades combined, the Flyers only managed to acquire 4 draft picks and Owen Tippett. On top of that, they had to retain a large chunk of Giroux and Brassard's contracts. The Vegas Golden Knights didn't get any better thanks to a voided Evgeny Dadonov trade and them not being able to acquire a goalie at the deadline. Vegas might find it difficult to even make the playoffs now. Edmonton Oilers added Derek Brassard and Brett Kulak, two solid depth players, but they failed to address their biggest weakness on the team, which is goaltending. Dallas Stars were surprisingly quiet at the deadline and didn't make any trades worth noting. they miss the opportunity to either improve their team or make their team better for the future. Vancouver Canucks had an underwhelming trade deadline considering the big names on their team that were rumored to be on the trade block. The only players that ended up getting traded away were Tyler Mott and Travis Hamonic. In addition, Travis Dermott was brought in from Toronto to round out their defense. New Jersey Devils did nothing at the deadline when every other team in their division did. Although New Jersey don't really have any attractive pieces to trade, they could have at least traded away some of their pending UFAs to get some picks back for them. In my next podcast, I talk about players to pick up in fantasy hockey.